Okay, here we are starting number two of the abs challenge for November 2014. Just draw yourself into a seated position, close the eyes, nice easy breath. Good, finding a nice sense of balance, equilibrium. And then take it forward into oyster pose. So you're going to slide the feet forward into a diamond shape. You're going to roll the torso down. So the forearms come underneath the calves. Palms down to the earth, dropping the head, just letting the back stretch out, letting the hips open, stretching to the glutes, as you just let everything settle down towards the earth. Good, and then gently inhale, come on back up out of it, bring the torso up, rotate the knees to center, extend those legs all the way out, press the hands on either sides of the hips, pull the navel in, get the spine perfectly tall, perpendicular to the earth, inhaling the arms way up into the sky, and on your exhale, drawing yourself all the way down into a seated forward fold. Good, get your place. Good. And you're just rotating through the hips, breathing, steadying, easy. And inhale, bring the torso way back up into the sky, lengthening the spine, letting those hands come around by the sides. And then on your next exhale, draw the knees up to the sternum, hands around the shins. Just find a balance point here. And balance point means you're drawing the navel to the spine. You're finding your balance, your stability, by that low core. Hold steady there. And then wrap the right hand around to the inside of the right knee, left hand around to the inside of the left knee, and keeping that spine nice and tall, keep the integrity of the spine, start to separate those knees as wide as you can, drawing the shoulder blades towards the spine, heart is open, and keeping that vertebra column nice and lengthened. Sitting up tall. Good. Hold that place. And now we're going to keep the knees bent. We're going to lift the feet and try and catch to the sole of each foot. Right hand, right foot. Left hand, left foot. If you need to catch behind the knees, that's also okay. And you're keeping that same lockdown position, navel to spine, integrity of the spine, not letting yourself slouch down to the earth. And then if you like, you may catch to the toes and extend those legs all the way out into a seated V shape. So hand, seated hand to foot, legs out to a V. And again, you're still holding deep into the core, keeping the integrity of the spine. And then retract everything back into that seated ball. So you bend the knees, hands around the shins, and you just everything back in towards your core. Hold steady here. Now we're going to bring both hands around the left foot and the right knee's just bent and that right foot's kind of floating in the air, and just extend that left leg way up to the sky. Keep the integrity of the spine. Lift on up through the crown. Hold tall. And letting that left knee bend, come on down. Switch to the other side. Catching that right foot and slowly inhale, extending that leg all the way up to the sky as best you're able. Good, holding. And bending that right knee, drop on down. And now let both the feet land into the earth. Bring the hands underneath the shoulders or by the sides, really, palms down, fingers towards the ankles. If you need to, you can turn those hands the other direction, getting those fingers away from you. And we're going to rise up into tabletop position or upward table. So press with the soles of the feet, lift through those hips, squeeze the glutes, lengthen the arms. So you're trying to create a nice, clean, level surface from the knees to the hips to the shoulders. You're working your triceps, but really you're using all those back muscles and glute muscles to create stability. Eyes are directly towards the sky. Chin is towards the sky. And then letting those hips come on down into the earth. Good. Bring the knees to torso, hands around the shins. Hold steady here in that balance. And roll on forward into table position. Good. Once you're in table, so now you're on your palms and your knees, pull the navel to the spine, create a nice, so you're squeezing around the whole rib cage and a nice flat spine. Inhaling the left arm forward, the right leg back, maintain. Swing that left hand back around, catching that right foot, and lift that leg up to the sky. So where that right leg connects to the torso, lift at that point through that hip joint. And try and get a nice high rise here. This is Uttanasana. And inhale, left arm forward, right leg back. Drop down to table. Reassert that neutral spine, navel to spine, flat spine. Inhaling, right arm forward, left leg back. Swing that right hand back around, bending that left knee, catching that left ankle. And inhale, lift up to the sky. Nice rise there. And inhale back to the extension into balancing table. Right arm forward, left leg lengthened back. Drop down into table. Good. Take a rest breath, but do be conscious of that neutral spine. And then step back into plank position. Hold steady. So now you've got the arms are perpendicular to the earth. You're squeezing your thighs. You're in plank, which is the top side of what we would call a push-up. Hold steady, breathing, you're engaging, no sagging through the hips. And then step the feet out wide. So now you're into a wide angle plank position. That means your feet, if you're on your yoga mat, you're straddling your mat. If you're just on your floor, just bring those feet out, I don't know, maybe 3.5 feet, 4 feet apart from one another. And try and keep the hips and shoulders square as you look down to the earth. Inhale, bring the left arm forward, steady space. Good. And now we're going to, the left arm is now parallel to the ear. Now roll both the heels to the right side, open the heart up to the left, and lift that left arm straight up to the sky. So now the left arm is stacked above the right. So the shoulders are stacked, the hips are stacked, everything's facing to that left side. And then come on back down into a wide angle, four-pointed plank position. So you got left palm to the earth, right hand to the earth, steady. Inhaling, right arm forward, parallel to the right ear. Hold steady. Try and keep those shoulders level. And we're going to do the same thing. Roll both heels to the left. Right arm rotates up to the sky, stacking shoulders, stacking hips. Hold steady. Lifting through the hips, engaging through the legs. And right hand comes down to the hip, right palm to the earth. You're into wide angle plank. Draw the feet back into a standard type of plank position. Tailbone up into the sky, into downward facing dog. Pull the navel to spine. Hold steady. Good. From here, we're going to work into a supported side plank position. So we're going to drop down into standard plank position. And we're going to come on to the, we're going to roll the right heel to the earth. And we're going to stay on that right hand and step that left foot, big step, and to the sternum side. So you're on your right arm. The left toes are going away from you, and the left arm comes up to the sky. So you're facing towards that left side again, and you're just stretching out through that left glute. Shoulders are stacked, looking to that side. Take that left arm, fold it over the ear, reach from the hip all the way through the fingertips, lengthening. Left palm to the earth, good, and then gently step back out of it into a downward facing dog, retreat back out. Drop down into plank, roll the left heel, step the right foot, so the heel is towards your sternum, around towards your torso, toes are away from you, right arm up to the sky, take it into supported side plank on that side. Good, you're lifting through the hips, you're getting that right glute stretched out. And fold that arm over the ear, hold a little bit longer, stretch, engage. Right palm to the earth, step back down out of it into downward facing dog. Good. Hold steady. Take that left leg way up into the sky, and we're going to take that left knee to the outside of the left elbow as we shift that weight forward. So left knee to the outside of the left elbow. So it's now you're down into a plank position, but the left knee is hovering to that outside of the left elbow. Hold there. elbows, shoulders, wrists are stacked. And then withdraw, bring those tailbone back up, extend that left leg way up into the sky, so three-pointed downward dog, and letting that left foot land. Inhale, bring, so from downward dog, bring that right leg all the way back up into the sky, into three-pointed downward dog, and exhale, shift on forward, getting that knee all the way to the outside of that right elbow, right knee outside of the right elbow, arms are perpendicular to the earth. Good. Hips back out of it. Extend that leg all the way up and drop that foot down into standard plank position. Drop down, standard downward dog, and then drop down into plank. So just wherever you are, just get yourself in plank at this point. And we're going to drop down into a dolphin plank. So drop down onto the forearms, straddling your and then you're going to step out and straddle that mat. So now you're into a wide-angle dolphin plank, making sure the elbows are distinctly below the shoulders, the feet are wide, and you're not letting the sternum and heart collapse down into the earth. You're nice and strong there. Inhaling, drawing the left arm forward parallel to the ear, and then left forearm down into the earth. Inhale, right arm forward parallel to the ear, and right arm forward back down to the earth. Up into a wide angle plank position. Good. And draw those feet back into center, standard plank. And take it back into table and child's pose. Good. Come back up into table, roll onto the back. So swing both knees to the right, extend the left arm, take it onto the back. And find yourself into bound angle position. So feet are into a diamond shape, head and shoulders back into the earth. You're just breathing, resting, relaxing, getting off of those arms a little bit. Folding those arms straight up into the sky. Take the knees to the outside of the elbows. Catch the soles of the feet to happy baby pose or Nanda Balasana, just opening through the hips. Just a little time to breathe, to relax. You can rock side to side if you wish. Good. And then bring those ankles and knees together. Push the soles of the feet straight up. So you're getting the legs lengthened up to the sky, ankles and knees together. And fold the arms, get the arms straight up to the sky. Palms are facing one another. So the heels are over the hips. Arms are shoulder width apart. Pull that navel into the spine, lift the head and shoulders off the earth, and start climbing that rope that's coming between the big toes. Climb, reach up high, climb one arm over the other, reach, reach, reach. Good. While you're climbing, draw the legs way out to a V, kick out through the heels, continue to climb top center, reaching all the way up to the sky, making your way as you pull that navel into the mat. Good. Ankles and knees back together. Let the arms just be shoulder width. Relax the head and shoulders down into the earth. Big inhale. Exhale, knees to belly, and then squeeze those thighs together. Rotate the hands to the outside of the heels so they're straddling the feet. And exhale, head up towards the knees. So you're squeezing the core, squeezing the thighs together, and the head is going towards the knees, the arms are straddling the ankles or heels. And relax the head and shoulders down. Good. Bring the knees out wide. Good. And bring the arms this time on the inside of the knees. Pull the navel in, roll up, look through the palms, hold steady. And come on back out of it. Let the hands be by the sides. Bring the ankles and knees together. Let the soles of the feet come down into the earth. Feet are hip-width apart. Palms down, fingers towards the ankles. Press into Setu Bandhasana. This will be our culminating pose. Press, lift those hips up. Knees are stacked over the ankles. Shoulder blades to center. Hips are up high, creating a nice tubular effect through the spine by drawing those shoulder blades to center. And slowly letting those hips come on down to the earth. Bring the knees over the belly, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, squeeze, hold, hold, hold. And inhale back, just lengthen yourself out across the earth. Good, just let yourself rest down to the earth. And here we just breathe easy into Shavasana for, 8, 10, 12 breaths as you like as you close out your abs practice today. Okay, enjoy. Namaskar.